Jim Gilligan is president of Snedeker's Cleaners. And for years, his business has used a chemical called perchloroethylene to clean clothes. Actually, let's just call it perk. It's pretty much what everybody calls it. Gilligan says he just did not like using perk for lots of reasons. For one thing, he had to store the chemical in these big tanks.
It was hard to deal with. It was heavily regulated. There was potential for spills and other types of disasters.
So perk is a toxic air contaminant. There's evidence it can cause cancer as well as liver and kidney damage. Contact with perk can cause all kinds of problems, like nausea, dizziness, skin irritation, loss of consciousness, even death. If perk leaks into the soil or groundwater, it can be a disaster, partly because perk is hard to extract from water. Perk was the industry standard for years, and today about 70% of American dry cleaners still use it. But there's a growing movement to stop using it and embrace greener techniques. Gilligan had heard about some of these newer, eco-crunchier techniques, but he'd also heard that they did not work as well as perk. And then he visited another dry cleaning plant. Its owner had switched from using perk to using liquid silicone, which is basically liquefied sand.
That gave me a confidence, right? That was because we'd been hearing from the industry as a whole that it didn't clean as well. And, of course, it's great moving into a green technology, but if your customers wind up dissatisfied and you go out of business, then that would sort of defeat the purpose.
Gilligan says he was impressed with how well liquid silicone cleaned garments. So he made the big switch, got rid of his perk machines, and he bought a new machine that used liquid silicone to the tune of $80,000. And as he gathered his employees to show them the new machine, he did something kind of kooky.
I actually took a little cup and I drank it.
The liquid silicone, the stuff that cleans the clothes, dude drank it. Says it tasted like salty vegetable oil.
Everyone was shocked to see that, but I just wanted to show them that how confident I was that this was a safe technology.
And since that shot of liquid silicone, Gilligan hasn't had any issues. His customers tell him they're happy with the results, and financially he's done really well this year. But not all dry cleaners are ready or willing to take this kind of risk. Dry cleaning is a tough business to make a profit in, so plenty of cleaners want to stick with what they know works, which for a lot of them is using perk. In fact, there's sort of this tension in the industry these days. It's sort of between the old schoolers, the cleaners who use perk, and the new schoolers, people trying out newer, greener methods. Chris Allsbrooks is with the Dry Cleaning and Laundry Institute.
And right now our mix is changing because there's more people coming into the industry as some of the people with the older views are leaving the industry.
And the laws are changing too. California has said that perk can no longer be used by the state's dry cleaners by the year 2023. And New Jersey is considering following in California's footsteps. For Jim Gilligan, the switch was just the right thing to do as a business owner and as someone who cares about the environment. He says now he breathes easier, and so do his employees. And his customers say that a green dry cleaner works for them. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.